Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
We are fired up to get on the Rude Guest Hotline and welcome in our friend, Mr. Brent Johnson, Monumental Sports Caps analyst, former Caps goalie. Johnny, what's up, buddy? How are you?
What's up, gentlemen? How you guys doing?
Dude, I'm real good today. I'm going to say something to start. I kept waiting for you to come into the suite because I learn a lot when I watch hockey with you, and you guys stayed in the studio the whole night.
Yeah, I know. But it helped game one that we were out on F Street to come in and just kind of feel the vibe. Apparently, we're not doing the F Street thing until maybe game seven or so if it goes that far.
Ah, got it. All right. How important was obviously getting the win, but perhaps bigger than that, just the Caps remembering to play their game?
I mean... It was, right? I mean, if you think back to last night, I think it's really important to remember that the defense of the Carolina Hurricanes, they really don't make very many miscues. They don't take many missteps out there. They're pretty steady. They make the smart plays. So you think back to Connor McMichael's first goal, and it's a break, right? It's a puck that shot, hits Kasper in the face, and you take advantage of the miscue, but you have to execute. You have to. And that's just playoff hockey. When you get the opportunities, think back to game one, Ryan Leonard has the breakaway, doesn't really even get a shot off. It's things like that that come back to haunt you.
Yeah.
At least you make the goalie work, right? You have to make the goalie work. And do something out there. So loved that they were able to capitalize off that, the first goal. And then another mistake they made was on their penalty kill. A team that was, I think, 19 for 19 in the playoffs up until John Carlson's goal last night. It's like one misstep, and the misstep is that they're sitting there and covering Alex Ovechkin, who's nowhere near the play, and that allows Tom Wilson, Dylan Strome to kind of execute a beautiful passing play over to John Carlson, who everybody forgot about. Mm-hmm. It's things like that that's going to get them over the hump.
That the Carly goal was just beautiful, dude. Like, he was
so
just
nice.
Wide open on the backside. They finally got the puck over there, and he drilled it. It happened right in front of where we were sitting. And
nice.
It was awesome, dude. How I don't want to speak for Brian. When it was 2-0 and then it was 2-1 and the way Carolina controls possession, how nervous were you until that Willie empty netter? I was nervous.
Nervous, yes. I think that the Capitals, weren't nervous. I think that you knew that there was going to be a push, whether that be at 1-0 or 2-0 late in the game. No matter what, it's going to be a tight series. This series could go seven, guys.
Yeah.
They are so evenly matched. And so just watching the kind of 4 or 5 minutes of the last period last night kind of unfold, yeah, things were getting a little bit tighter in the defensive zone, and they were getting a lot of shots and pucks to the net. But the Capitals did a fantastic job at allowing LT sight lines to the puck. They did a fantastic job of getting body position, inside body position on the forward or whoever was in front of the net at those key times. So if there was a loose puck, you know, you have to go in between the stick and the guy, and it's not easy to get those rebounds. So, yeah, it seemed like they were getting a lot of action and, you know, a deflection here or a bad bounce here. It could have been 2-2. But I think even though Carolina Hurricanes put that much pressure on them, I still think that they were in control. They played the game the way that you're supposed to play the game. You know there's going to be a push. You know there's goalies going to be pulled. You know all that stuff's going to happen. And you just got to do the little things right. If you get that opportunity to get the puck out, it's a second chance opportunities. You have to make good on them all the time.
Brent, Logan has played so well. I mean, what is it about him? Because he always seems to be, like, on balance and under control. Doesn't get, like, you know.
That, I think that that pretty much sums up his game, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's stated before that he likes to be one of those goaltenders who's very agile and can kind of go laterally really quick with that explosive power. But he also plays a game that's deeper and doesn't really – it doesn't really come to that where he has to move that, like, be explosive and be so lateral because he's so under control. I look at his game, and we kind of talked about it a little bit last night in our post game, is that he's kind of changed a little bit throughout the regular season and going into the playoffs. You could see him playing a much lower to the ice game, meaning he's dropped his gloves down lower, which means that his crouch is deeper. And so to me, this is a goaltender that's playing percentages, right? If you beat me, it's going to have to be off of something, you know, extraordinary, where it'd be a deflection that's going wide or something, or it has to be a perfect shot. And if you can do that and make sure nothing gets through you in the process, then you're doing your game. You're helping your team win every time out there. The best part about his game, and I'll say this, even coaching kids, I think I say this from the first thing. Yes, obviously, number one is, hey, just go have fun with it, especially if you're a kid. But this, one of the other things that's right up there is just show me your battle. Show me your compete level. And I'm telling you, this guy, even though he's very humble in his press interviews, holy crap, is he a warrior?
Yeah.
Is he a battler? He doesn't want a BB to get by him out there. And when he does, he takes it, he accepts it, and keeps working. That, to me, that's just unbelievable character, a character you want in a goaltender. They, from a goaltending standpoint, it's been absolutely beautiful to watch.
Yeah.
At like, you know, they have 5 games in Montreal. The one game in game 3 gets knocked out, gets hit in the head twice that game, gets kicked in the groin. Who knows what else happened to him that game. And, you know, he takes it on the chin, gets out of the net for a little bit, comes back even stronger in game 4. And then they're able to clinch it at home and win. And he's been spot on, just like he was in the first round. In games 1 and games 2. Remember, they didn't really have a chance in game 1, and here they are winning with 6 minutes left to go in the game, and that's all due to LT.
Mm-hmm. We are talking with our friend Brent Johnson here on the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude makes the most reliable HVAC products in the DMV. Give Johnny a follow if you'd like, at JohnnyGoalie12. Of course, you can watch him on Monumental Sports Network, all pre and post pregame, postgame, all sorts of coverage going down as the Caps Hurricanes series continues. You guys are probably on the air tomorrow at 5 o'clock, I'm guessing, ahead of the 6 o'clock puck drop.
Exactly. Yes.
So, Johnny, I got to ask you, LT's been outrageous, but last night, I don't think it was an accident. The Caps PR sent Logan Thompson and Tom Wilson to the podium together. What did you make of Willie's game last night, man?
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Well, oh my God. I mean, everything we were writing down when we were watching the game was basically about Tom Wilson. And you're right. They put them in that that post game presser together because they did that in the Montreal series, and it was quite, it just went off quite well. And I think Tom Wilson is one of the guys that obviously the leadership role he's taken, but it's that mantle being passed down to him. It was sort of in the making in 2018, where you're seeing this guy come up. He's scoring 20, 25 goals a year. He's getting better offensively, but he's also like, he's gaining that mindset of, well, this is probably going to be, I mean, I say my team, not my team, but I will take the major leadership role in this team at one point. And you can see that kind of that mantle being passed to him. And even if you listen to like Coach Carberry's presser after, and just how, you know, if there's an adjustment that needs to be made, it might be Willie, Tom Wilson, that goes to him and says, what do you think about this? And what do you think about that? And I'll be honest with you guys, that doesn't happen from, a standpoint of a guy who's, you know, maybe in your bottom six or, your last D pairing or whatever. It's guys like that that have leadership. So he just showed by example out there how important it is to lead that way, sacrificing, working hard to get back to pucks, dislodging guys from the puck. We already know that he's been so physical and can be dominant that way with that Carrier hit last series. Things like that. It's just an onslaught. I'll be honest with you. If I'm the Carolina Hurricanes and I'm watching what Tom Wilson is doing, it's like I'm going to have nightmares because he was all over the ice when he was out there defensively, you know, chipping in offensively with the empty net goal and the unbelievable pass, things like that. It's just so good to see. And it's going to be even more important because they're going to go into this hostile environment. Everyone knows in Carolina, it's going to be so tough to hear, so tough to communicate on the ice, and especially the pressure that they put on you offensively. There's going to be no room for errors. You're going to have to be very smart with pucks, and puck management has to be absolutely on point.
100%, because I noticed that in both games. Well, especially a little bit last night, but the first game a lot.
Turnovers on their own zone, especially.
They weren't taking care of it very, very well in the first game, but they improved it last night.
Johnny, last one for me. You played 12 years in the NHL. Like you experienced a lot of coaches, a lot of different styles. Carberry seems to have something pretty damn special, and it's early in his NHL coaching career. But, I think about some of the people that have cycled through the Caps' top coaching job, and Trotz was obviously really good, and that thing went sideways for weird reasons. But, like, Carberry seems like the best coach here for a long time, and he seems like the right fit for a long time.
Yeah, coaching is it's very – like it's all dependent, right? Like, you can get – sour on a head coach, you know, after, you know, think of after winning the cup, like who doesn't take a coach that you have and you make a cup run and he's gone the next season? So they can sour on some players, and it's a very fine line where the coaches have to be strict, for lack of a better term, and they have to be malleable, like let the players kind of form their own, you know, cliques and everything and figure that out. I think Carberry is doing a great job of that right now, because if you start, you know, let's just say this. If you have guys that have bigger egos on your team, you have to know how to manage those egos, right? You have to know how to, like, whether or not you got to caress the ego or whatever you got to do. But you also have to be firm and steadfast with your decision making, whether it's, hey, we're practicing this day and, you know, I know you're tired or whatever, but we got to get out there. I think he's done a great job all season of managing that, managing egos, managing playing time and everything. And everyone on this team is going along with it just perfectly, right? Everyone knows their kind of role, their position. Last night in the third period, we didn't see Alex Ovechkin for 3 or 4 minutes. And that's right. That's the time to do that, right? We're on defense now. We want to make sure that puck's out of our zone and making the right play. So, and you don't hear Alex complaining. What's Alex most want? He wants a Stanley Cup. He wants to win. And the best way to do that is to listen to the coach that's got you here when they had no chance in hell last year to get to the playoffs, and everyone was calling them a lottery team this year. A rebuilding team, mm-hmm. And here they are.
They rebuilt rather quickly.
Right? And a lot of different hands coming in. You know, PLD, Chychrun, Matt Roy, guys that just have chipped in and fit so perfectly.
Totally. And you're so right that Ovi being the special person he is really helps in that regard. Johnny, we'll all be watching tomorrow, man. Thanks so much for making time. I know you're slammed this time of year.
No, it's going to be a fun one tomorrow. Let's hopefully we can get a win and at least a split there in Carolina.
Let's get a split. Bring it on back home. Thank you, Brent. Appreciate you, buddy.
Take care. All right, see you guys.
All right, that is Brent Johnson. Make sure you're watching Monumental Sports Network for all of their pregame and postgame Caps coverage. They'll be on the air tomorrow at 5. If you want to listen to the game, you can listen to it right here, 6 o'clock. John Walton on the call. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitchell Finley.